Hello and welcome to episode number one on our brand new Traders Improved podcast. My name is Rolf, and in this first episode, I will tell you a little bit about my story, how I went from being a part-time trader to quitting my corporate job, traveling around the world and trading Forex, and a few other things as well. So hello and welcome, and thank you for listening. This is a very exciting moment. I've been looking to do a podcast for quite some time, but due to the workload that was previously involved with the podcast, I never really pursued this idea. But nowadays, luckily, it is possible to just start a podcast off your phone, which I'm doing right now. So amazing times. And no more excuses for anybody who wants to start a podcast. And the name says it all. The podcast series is called Traders Improved. So the goal with this podcast is that I am going to share a little bit about how I am becoming a better trader, what has helped me over the past 12, 13 years, which I have been trading Forex now. I am looking forward to interact with you, maybe answer listener questions, and generally talk pretty much about everything and anything that can relate to trading. In this first episode, I want to give you a little bit of context, explain who I am, tell you a little bit about my story, how I went from the beginnings of my Forex journey to where I am today, and share a little bit about my story. Maybe some of you already know, I am one of the founders of Tradesiety.com, which is a general trading website where we have published hundreds of free articles and videos about any field and any aspect of trading, really. And I'm also a co-founder of edgewonk.com, which is a trading journal software. I've done both together with Moritz, who is my friend and my partner. We are both from Germany, and right now we're actually living both in Frankfurt, which is the banking city here in, or the banking capital of Germany. Moritz is just living down the road from me, which is very convenient, and I will tell you everything how we got to where we are today. So for me, it all started pretty much early in high school. I loved money always. I was always fascinated by money. I was always trying to make money. And my first jobs were, I was a paper boy, newspaper boy. So after high school, I would deliver newspapers by foot, obviously, in my neighborhood. I also did gardening and basic work around the house for neighbors and friends of the family. And I was always looking to make money on the side, because I was just, early on, I always loved making money and I loved having money. And this is a past that has never really left me. And it was around the year 2000, 2000s, when everybody was really into stocks. The stock market was booming and you could read everywhere. It was everywhere on the TV, on the news, on the radio. And I was I was 14, 15 years old by then. I am now in my early or mid-30s. And I had, luckily, looking back, I had a lot of touch points. I got introduced back then with the stock market. My family and friends of family were very heavily involved in the stock market. So I was, I had the opportunity to always listen into conversations about the stock market. And I was so fascinated by the idea that you can just sit at home, not have to do anything really, no hard labor, no more delivering newspapers when it was raining and cold outside. And I was tired from high school. And that was just fascinating to me. I could own a piece of a company, McDonald's, Nike, Adidas, whatever, and I could make money doing nothing. That was the first big mindset shift for me. So every day after high school was over, I was running home. And back then we did have computers, I think, but not every household, and it was not like it is today, obviously. So I would turn on the TV, I would flip to the finance and news broadcasting TV station, and I would turn on the teletext back then, flip to the the page on the teletext where it listed all the DAX companies and all the Dow Jones companies. And I would remember that I was sitting there for hours and just watching the numbers go up and down and was fascinated by it. And yeah, every day that was my ritual after high school. I think my parents thought I was kind of weird, but that was really fascinating to me. And ever since I've been fascinated by making money on my own terms, I never really liked the idea that I had to listen to somebody else tell me what to do. I really did not like this idea of having a regular job. So by the age of, I think 16 it was, I had my first few websites that I did myself. And I actually made quite a decent amount of money for a 16-year-old with having my own websites. There were different websites, which, we don't need to get in right now, maybe at a later point. I just made a good amount of money with some funny websites. And that was then the second point where I said, wow, it's really possible that I can make my own money as a 16-year-old if I just use my own brains and I put in my own work and my own time. So that was really, really fascinating to me. Then after high school, which I barely graduated, I never really liked the idea of high school. I was terrible. I had to redo 1 year because I was failing all my classes. I hated the idea. Why did I need to study biology or religion or politics? It really never made sense to me. This was nothing that I needed for my later life. So I never really went to high school and I never really prepared for anything. Luckily I did graduate at one point and then I had to choose my university, and it was clear from day one I wanted to get into finance. So I studied international finance, corporate finance. I did both my master's and my bachelor thesis about the stock markets, or I did my bachelor about the stock market and I did my master thesis about the futures markets. And by that time, I need to say that I was already trading I was already infested with the trading bug and with the Forex bug. It was probably 1 year before I finished my high school diploma that I was looking at other ways of making money online. I was having websites, but I was looking for other ways to make money online. And then I stumbled across Forex, and which just fascinated me from the first moment on. It was even easier than making websites. You did not need to do anything really. No, you didn't need to learn coding. You just pull up a trading platform really, and then with a button you could potentially make money. And that was just complete mind shift for me, and it fascinated me. So from then on, I did not pursue it very professionally, but it was just more like a hobby where I gambled away a little bit of money. Then once I was in university, I picked my subjects pretty much all that I had a lot of areas that were related at least to economics or the stock market, and I was heavily trading on the sides as a university student. I remember there were periods, there were months where I would not go to university, and I would just sit at home, trade, work on my trading, and just try to absorb as much information as I could on about trading, about Forex mainly. And then there were periods where I had to go to university, but I was bringing my laptop, which I just bought for the purpose of bringing it to my university lectures, and I was following my Forex charts in the lectures, actually, and it was just a fascinating time. If you are new to trading, or if you remember, if you look back, I'm pretty sure you all remember this fascinating time where you thought anything was possible. You just had to find the one way that could finally make you all the money. And it was just fascinating and very, very interesting and great time for me. At one point in my university studies, I realized that, okay, I was losing a lot of money and I was wasting a lot of time doing Forex. So I had to make this decision. What am I going to do? Am I going to spend even more time and risk that my university degree is not going to be as good? Or do I really take it seriously? And do I put in the time, but do I put in focused time in my trading? So I was looking for ways at how to become better. I started record keeping. I started journaling my trades. I started reviewing the trades. I started subscribing to just one trading style, which I will get into later. And I was really, really focused and very serious. And this is then when I suddenly saw that my trading made very, very, very big improvements. Luckily, I think it was still 2.5 years or 3 years, 2.5 years, I think, before I graduated. So I had a lot of time. I was not, I'm lucky in that point that I did not have a job by that time where I needed to spend time. So I just had my university and my Forex trading. So I could divide my time between those two. And it was very good and very productive. My trading improved significantly month after month after month. And I was not worried too much about making a killing because I understood back then. And that was probably the biggest mindset shift, which I think I will get into a later podcast. I understood that, okay, I'm not going to be a millionaire anytime soon, but if I just do it the right way and learn to make money and learn to achieve a very consistent account growth, then this is all I need for the long term. I can still scale it up later on. And this really helped me then make the big shift and the big jump in my trading while still being in university and not having the pressure also from needing to have a lot of living expenses and care about all the other stuff that would await me after university. And then, of course, the day hit, I graduated, and then I had to get a job. I was working in corporate finance for a while, but I realized quickly that this was really not what I wanted to do. This was really against anything and everything that I had ever wanted to do since I started being a newspaper boy. I wanted to be my own boss. I hated that somebody else could tell me what time I needed to be and sit at my desk, that I needed to ask if I had to go to a doctor's appointment or that I had to get confirmation when I wanted to go on holidays. I really, really hated that. And I was looking at the people left and right to me, and they seemed to be very successfully on a material basis, so cars, nice cars, fancy holidays, good houses, and always the newest phone. But I noticed that they were not really satisfied. They did not really shine at the work. And I had a very, very good corporate job with good payments, good outlook on my future career. But it was not really what was fulfilling me. And then what did I do? That was probably the biggest and the scariest moment of my life so far. I decided, okay, now is the time that I can risk it all, and I decided that I need to make a chance. I had to take a chance, so I quit my job, and I sold all my possessions that I owned at this point. I gave away all my books, I gave away most of my clothing, and I sold everything, anything else, furniture, my car, and really anything that I owned until what I had left was just going to fit into one suitcase. And the idea was that I needed to free up capital and I needed to get rid of all this stuff, because the next step on my agenda was that I thought that it's a smart idea to buy a one-way ticket to Asia. Why Asia? Because I thought and I read that the living expenses are quite cheap and the living standard is reasonably good compared to Europe. Of course, it's not the same, but you get a lot of what you pay for. And you also can reduce the time that is required to take care of everything else in your life. So no more, or you can hire very cheaply people who take care of your apartment, no more cleaning, no more laundry, no more grocery shopping, no more cooking, because restaurants are very, very cheap. So this would free up hours and hours of my time every day that I could reinvest in my trading. Funny that I've never even been to Asia before that. So that was quite a big leap and quite a big of an adventure. And just imagine telling your parents that after 5 years of studying in university, getting quite a good degree, getting a very, very nice corporate job, that you have the idea, or that, I told them actually after I did that I quit my job, sold most of the things, and that I had a one-way ticket to a place where I've never been, to pursue a career where I had no idea if this was going to work out. So if you want to shock your parents, that's really what you need to do. And everybody, pretty much everybody, called me crazy, and so many people told me that this was going to be the biggest mistake of my life. On the other hand, the people that I work with in my corporate job, many of them, to my surprise, came to me in private moments and said, "Wow, I really admire your courage. When I was your age, I always wanted to do that, but I never did it. And looking back, I regret it a lot. And this gave me a lot of courage and a lot of confirmation. And looking back, yeah, I am really happy that I did that. Looking back, now I can see that whenever I have something that I want to do and where there's the possibility of ending up with regrets, if I don't do it, then I always tend to do just what I think is going to right. And I always listen to my heart, to my stomach, and always follow what I have, what my goals are. And I always like to bet on myself, because I know that if I put in the work, I put in the time, that I have a very, very good chance of succeeding. So I stepped onto this plane with a one-way ticket, with just one suitcase, all my earthly possessions, and went to Asia. I traveled through pretty much all the countries except for China. I started in Vietnam, which I absolutely love. I've been there a few times now. And from there, I went to Cambodia and Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan. And I was not a regular tourist, but I always stayed a little bit longer in each city, sometimes a few weeks, sometimes a few months. And I was dividing my days into mornings until the afternoon. I was focusing completely on my trading. I was completely obsessed. And then in the afternoon, I would go out a little bit, explore the city, or do some sightseeing. And then in the night, I would go back to my charts, and in the morning, until the mornings, and study. So I was really, really obsessed and focused, and there were a lot of temptations. But many people always told me or said that, yeah, you try to work or you try to be a trader, but what you are really doing is living this lifestyle where people just hang out on the full moon parties, on the islands, in the beaches, and do nothing. But that's really the complete opposite of what I did. And that's one thing that I think is needed. If you want to pursue something like that, you really have to have a lot of self-discipline. There's so many temptations, and nobody really cares in the end if you're doing the work, but you have to do it for yourself. You have to prove it to yourself that you take it seriously, that it's really your dream. And I never really wanted to go back to Germany and tell everybody, yeah, you were right, I did not make it. So I really, really studied day and night, many, many sleepless nights. Many setbacks, obviously. Sometimes things don't go as well, but I always had the big vision, and I always made sure that month after month I was making at least a little bit of progress. And I always had those people in mind that told me, oh, you will come back to Germany one day, and then you have lost so much time, so much money. But even though I'm thinking back now, I'm wondering, I don't see it. I would not have seen it as wasted time, because the experiences nobody can take from me, and also the fact that I took chances, that I pursued my dream, there were no regrets whatsoever at the end waiting for me. So this is just a win-win situation. Worst case, I go back to Germany. I had a good time for a few months or years in Asia, and I was going to get a new job. So there's really nothing to lose on the downside. And many traders these days, especially young people, they always come to me and said, oh, I have the same idea, or I have the same goal, the same dream in my life, and I'm a little bit scared. And I always tell them, if you really bet on yourself, if you know that you can motivate yourself, you are self-disciplined, you are a hard worker, and if this is really your dream, and it does not even only have to be trading Forex, it can also be starting your own business, whatever it is. Really, with the internet today, there are no more limitations. You can pretty much do anything, anytime, anywhere. And with the weirdest hobby or with the weirdest interests, you can start making money, because there are always thousands or sometimes hundreds of thousands of people with the same weird interests who are looking for some type of service, product, course, or content. So this is really a great time to be, to be alive and have all those opportunities. And then, 5 years or 6 years almost have passed now since I moved to Asia. I had a great time, but then this moment came to me where I was sitting down and said, okay, now I have accomplished everything that I wanted. I've become the trader that I needed to be. I have acquired my skills. I've perfected my trading system, and I have a very, very good foundation now that everything that I really needed to do or that I wanted to do when I left Germany 5 or 6 years ago, I had done. So there was this moment where I said, okay, now let's take this to the next step. I wanted to go back to Germany. I missed my home, my family, friends, and everything. And so I decided, okay, now I will just start a new chapter. And this all happened within like 3 or 4 days where I said, okay, I need to start something new, and I feel bored now. So I packed my one suitcase, moved back to Germany, found an apartment. And this is now 1 year ago since I've resettled back to Frankfurt. And yeah, it feels great to be back here. I have a new apartment where I have one dedicated trading office where I'm sitting right now here. And I also recently just rented a new office, a private office space, together with Moritz, where we from time to time hang out. We work together on Tradesiety, we work together on Edgewonk. We just meet there to talk about trading or just about life in general, about anything really. And yeah, now is the next chapter in my life, which I'm looking forward to. The plans are that I'm taking my trading to a new level, new exciting projects are planned, new big things are coming, definitely. And I'm always evolving, always developing. And that's also the path that I want to share with you here on this podcast. I want to share, first of all, the first early steps, what helped me make this jump to becoming a better trader, but then also what am I doing now that I have achieved a certain level of success that will guarantee that I move forward. And yeah, this is very exciting in this podcast format now. So this was a little bit about my story and how I went from a very early childhood to wanting to be an entrepreneur, to pursuing trading, to risking it all on stepping onto this plane to Asia. I still remember this moment vividly. I have a photo of this plane and it's still a very emotional moment when I think about it. But looking back, things worked out quite well. And here we are today. This podcast is getting a little bit long. I plan to keep them a little bit shorter so that they are a little bit bite-sized. And in this next podcast, I will talk a bit about my trading style, my approach to trading, what system, what markets do I trade, what is my general idea about the markets. And I look forward to hearing from you. What do you think about this format? What do you think about this podcast idea? I'm pretty sure over the next few weeks and months, things will get better as I improve as well. It's still a little bit weird to sit here by yourself, talk into this microphone, and know that someday hundreds of people will listen to this. But I think this is a very interesting format, and I have a lot of things to share that I would like to get out and hopefully make a difference in your trader journey as well. So if you want to connect with me, I'm on all social media channels. Hard word, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and it's on Instagram. It's always Tradesiety is always the username. So Trade, T-A-R-D-E, and Siety, C-I-E-T-Y. So I look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy the next podcast, which will be up shortly. And until the next time, take care, happy trading, and stay safe.